In this week's parasha, Parasha Shoftim, the pasuk says in Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Ches, "V'kamto ve'alisa el amokoyim asher yivchar Hashem leikecha boy." And the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis darshins from here melamed shebeis hamikdash givoya mikol eretz Yisrael ve'eretz Yisrael givoya mikol arotzis. Meaning the pasuk has come to tell us that you should be oyler egel. You should go up 3 times a year to the makom, to the Beis Hamikdash, Ashivcha Hashem Lekecha Boy. Now, from the fact that Torah uses Lashon Ve'alisa, you see from here that it's always considered going up. How could you say it's always going up? There are some places that you would think would be higher and some places that are lower. So maybe some places should be called a Yerida. So from here, the Gemara darshins that you see that Eretz Yisrael is the tallest from all the lands, and Beis Hamikdash is the tallest makim in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it's always called the Alisa. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya, in his Sefer Kara Kemach, he says as follows: Ukishem shenivna Beis Hamikdash b'goyva ha'har, just like the Beis Hamikdash is built on the top of a mountain. So too we are commanded to build our Beis HaKnesses, which is a Mikdash Ma'at, taller than all other houses. Now, the Rebbeinu Bechaya is referring to a Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Yud Alef Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, V'omer Rava bar Mechasya, Omer Avchom bar Gori, Omer Rav. Any city which the roofs of the house, all the houses in the city are taller than Beis HaKnesses, l'soif charva, will end up being destroyed. And the Gemara says, v'hani mili bebatim, avul bekashkushi v'avrurei leslan bo. This din is only said by batim, not by kashkushi v'avrurei. Kashkushi and avrurei are allowed to be taller than the shuls. And we'll see soon what that means, kashkushi uvaruvri. Then the Gemara fears eyes, the Gemara ends off there. Rav Ashi says that I was able to make that Masa Mechasya was not destroyed, because I made that the houses should not be taller than the shul. The Gemara asks v'har charva, but it's not true. Masa Mechasya was destroyed. So the Gemara says, me oisa oven lai churva. It was not destroyed because of that aveira. It was destroyed for other reasons. That's the end of the Gemara. So you see in this Gemara, there's a din not for people not to build their houses taller than the roofs of the shul. So, and this din is a kapask in the Shulchan Aruch, not just the Inyan. It's not just a threat that if you do it, then the city will be destroyed. It's kapask in Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simin Kuf Nun Sit Beis. And the Shari Tshuva, Afunart, says, V'ayin b'bechar shar, b'shavis, means from the b'char shar, that if chas v'shalom, the ear is destroyed from that avoin, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu achzer lachzir, will never be rebuilt. And I saw the Achronim explain, that's where Rav Ashi's great oivtu was. Rav Ashi says, I made that Masa Mechasi wasn't destroyed from this Aveira. Well, what do you mean it was destroyed anyway, so who cares that it wasn't from this Aveira? So the Achronim say, yeah, but now that it's for a different reason that was destroyed, it could be machzir, it could rebuild it. Hashem, if it would have been for that Aveira, then ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu achzer lachzir. Al Kopanim, the Shari's Tshuva brings a Bechar Shar, and he says, Lochein, Har Beit Tzarech Lizor B'chol Maida Efshar. Since it's such a Chomerdik Inyan, you should be careful, exceedingly careful with this Inyan, in any way possible. And the Mishnah Berurah uses such a similar Lashon as well. He says, Yesh Lizor B'chol Maida Efshar, Ki B'Gemara Hechmiru Me'oid Al Zeh. Because the Gemara's Machmir, it brings it shows that it's a great serious issue. So, the question arises, if so, that in our times, we don't see necessarily people are so makbid in this Indian. You know, many times people do build their houses taller than the shuls. Yeah, you know, the question really stalls the chais in two ways. First of all, apartment buildings. In when people have apartment buildings, cities which have tall buildings, in this such a way, it's impossible to build a basic nest that's taller than these buildings. Unless you build a shul on the highest floor of the apartment building, and, you know, it's going to be very hard to get up there on Shabbos. You have to climb all those flights of stairs to get up. It won't be so practical. And even without apartment buildings, you find that many times people's houses, they're taller, they're three or four stories tall, and they're taller than the shul. So the question is, what happened to this? This is such a chomer dik inyan. You see, the poskim are so machmir. Why are we not machmir in this? So, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to try to go through the Rishonim, the poskim, and the sugyo, and see what we could come up with, perhaps, to be yashim in a goylem. So we brought Rabbeinu Bechaya that says that the pshan, this din is, because this Knesset is a mikdash ma'at, it's the Beis Hashem, and therefore, there's a kiyum of a roimim space alakein, it has to be the tallest building. So the pasha pshat in this would seem that the pshat is that since it's Beis Hashem, it's kovedik, it's a kovet and a gedula for the Beis Hashem to be the tallest building in the city. It shows a chashivas. Therefore, it's a chesar and kovet and a bezayin if we build our houses taller than the shul. And it's more like that from the Me'iri, because the Me'iri says that the loylam miyadam nizar, a person should be careful that his house should not be taller than the shul. And he says, "Mikol makim dafke bebayis asul adira." It's only a house that's made to live in. I will be runiyus and migdalim that are called kishkushi of rure. So that we brought from the Gemara earlier that kishkushi of rure, there's no problem. So Miri explains, what does that mean? Kishkushi of rure? They're made lechizik ha'ir v'livt zarchayma or abayis. They're made to for chizik of the ear and to help support the city and the wall and the house to hold it up and to do other sorts of tashmishim there, not to live in. And therefore, ein b'zem minem niya klal. And the Meiri fears, the Meiri ends off, he says, v'chein ha'din b'shesibas ha'gva asa y'enei derech serara el ha'arbeis b'diyoyim v'aliyoyis. Zok the Meiri, if the reason why you're building a tall house is not to do a serara or to do a gaiva, but rather, because you need more space to live, it's laharbiz bidiyurim, values, and extra floors, then there's no problem. So you see from the Me'iri that the Tama Isser is because it's showing a chashivas if it's a tall city. So he learns up in the Gemara that when it says kashkushi vavrui is no issue, it's because these places are not made to live in. So it doesn't, you're not saying my house is taller than Hashem's house. Rather, it was other sorts of tashmishim. And he saw from there that if it's not derech serara, if it's not showing a chashivas to yourself, then it won't be an issue. And he says, therefore, if it's just to make it more roomy and practically to have the issue, have more place to live, there won't be an issue. So come at the Miriam, Mayurdak Yisha for the Minigailam, because with derech chal, the reason why people build tall houses, for sure by apartment buildings, it's for this reason, and even by a tall house, a private house. The reason is people need more place to live. They don't do it to show, to make a gaiva, my house is the tallest in the city. So therefore, according to Meiri, there wouldn't be an issue. However, the Kaf HaChaim says, Miu, Mashakosav HaMeiri, Dem Eino Derech Serara, El Laharb Is Dvirum Shari, Ein Kan Das HaPaiskim, Ein Kain Das HaPaiskim, El Kol Shul Tashmish Aser. All the other poiskim zok to Kav HaChaim Mavur, that as long as you're using it for tashmishim, it's going to be aser. So, what's he referring to? So he's mitzayin. He says v'ayin l'kama on ois chav gimel. And over there he's mitzayin. The other rishonim that if you look over there, they learn kashkushi v'avrurei differently. They learn kashkushi v'avrurei not like the Meiri. Let's first start with Rashi. Rashi says, Lashon kashkushi v'ru is bironiyos u'migdalim. So what does bironiyos u'migdalim mean? So Rashi doesn't explain further. But if you look at the Gemara, on the side of the Gemara, in the Gilyon, Gemara says, the Gilyon over there, I'm not sure who it is, but the Ramah, that misses the Ramah, and the Shulchan Aruch uses the same Lashon. He explains, bironiyos u'migdalim is, she'ein mishtamshin aleihem klal, rak asuyin l'noi ba'alma. It's not used for shtamshis at all. The entire purpose is only for noi. For niceness. To show a, you know, nice architecture in the city, but they don't use it at all. You know, the Yaivitz is a similar thing. He says that it's a bell tower, that they don't live there, they're not mishtamish there, they're just a tall place, or a clock tower, he says, either to ring a bell or to see the time, but you don't use that building for shtamshasin. And the Taisishanim says a similar thing. Taisishanim says that this that the Gemara says you cannot build the roofs of our houses taller than the roof of the shul. So Taish Shanim, that was only by their roofs, because on their roofs there was a flat roof and they used to mishtamish in it. Mashenkin, our roofs which are slanty and you can't use it anymore, then that's like kashkushi v'avrurei that you're not mishtamish on it. It was only made for noi, and therefore there's no iser. So this was what the Kaf Chaim was referring to. He said these Rishonim are mashma. That let's say you would make use, you would be mishtamish with these buildings, even though if not, it wouldn't be there Sararo. Anything that's not linoi ba'alma, if it's not just for niceness, for yoifi, that would be nichlam de Isser. So what's the svar in this? Chayro, the Meiri should be right. There's no chesaron kavod if you're not building it for ishtamsh, if it's not building it for your makim diro and for derech sararo. Why does it have to be the only if it's noyitz mutter? So, Hagoyis Maimini brings Rabbeinu Tam, it's Masber. Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing. He says, Dafka our roof, Dafka their roofs, that they were flat, Hashenkin our roofs not, and he explains, because their roofs, since they were flat, Umishtamshin Bahem, and they used to be Mishtamish, they used to do Tashmishim with their roofs, Yesh Bizoyoin, Shemishtamshin Lemala Mi Beis HaKnesses. There's a Bizoyin with the act of Ishtamshus, told when you're above the shul. If you're sitting there on top, looking down on this on the shul and doing your everyday tashmishim, that's a bezoyin for the shul. And then that's what they say. All these yeshayim say that it's only something that is no tashmishim bechlal. You don't use it. It's only made for noi. You don't get up here to use it, and there's no bezoyin. You see from this, and the iser is not because of gaivin tzrar at all. The iser is the etzem bezoyin that comes from the shtamshus. And it's really like this from the other Rishonim, the Poskim, the Mardechayim. This is the Kaf Chaim is referring to. And the Aruch HaShulchan explained this outright as well. Aruch HaShulchan says, V'kos v'atur v'ashulchan aruch, d'davka batim shemishtamshin shom, avol bironius u'migdolim hasurin li'noi ba'almo, v'loi lishtamishom, it's made just for niceness, not to use, mutter. And he says, that's taichin l'gemar, kashkushi avurei. And Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, Mari de Gavarti, spells it out clearly. Umizemivur, from here it is clear. The Einatam, the Pshat in this din is not because of Pnei HaKovid Bilvad. Just for a covet from the shul. Kloimar, meaning to say, Shtei Beis HaKnesses, Givoya, Mikol Binyan and Shabir, it's a covet to have the tallest building in the city, the shul. Dimkein Lama Utru Birani Yisamigdolam, why should it be Mutter if you're not Mishtamish in it? Elatamu Kadesha Mishtamish Al Gag Beisoy, Layamid Lamal Migagal Shabe HaKnesses. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Marit Kazakh. He says it's really more from a different place that they understood these Rishonim, that the Pshat and the Isser is not because of the covet that it should be the tallest. Because who cares if it's made for Noi? Fakert, why are they learning that if it's made for Noi, it's going to be Mutter? Who cares that it's made for Noi? It's still a tall building. You have a very nice tall building, it's taller than the shul. It's not the covet that the shul shouldn't be the tallest building in the city. So there you see from here that it's nothing to do with being tallest in the building. The shul. In the city. Rather, the reason is because it's a bezoyin in the etzem eshtamshus, making use and doing your regular holichelech, your regular living, in a makim that's looking down on the shul. And he says, therefore, it's only made linoi, and you're not being mishtamish it. There, it's going to be mutter. That's the red zeis. So again, we have machlokes rishonim, what the pshan in this din is. The Meiri is mavur, he learned that it's a sararo and a gaiva for the tallest building in the city to be the shul. And therefore, like the Meiri Zakhtar HaShulchan, even if it's made for Noi, you know, there's a kula and a chumra from each one of the shitas. Like the Meiri, even if it's made for Noi, it's going to be Aser, because still, the shul is going to be the tallest. It won't be the tallest. But Mitzad Echad, there's a kula, that if it's not your dira, Sanamakim dira, so it's going to be Mutter, Zakhtar the Meiri, because that's not called the Sarara, it's not called your house is being told in the the shul, which is the house of Hashem. But the other Rishonim, Rav Rubam, the other Rishonim, they learn that the Isser is not because a kovid and a gaiva and a sarara. Rather, the din is that the etzim shtamshus, the maiso shtamshus, is the bizoyin to do a shtamshus looking down in the shul, and therefore mitzad echad is a chumra that it won't help. With this, that it's not your house, even if you're doing the other tashmishim, then it's going to be aser. It's not shiny. If it's made linoi, ba'alma, and there's no shtamshus there, it's going to be mutter. So how do we paskin? So, halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Shmura, we all paskin through every Rishonim, that the iser is that it's a mishtamshus. And the only way it's mutter is if it's made linoi ba'alma. But then it would be mutter if it's made linoi ba'alma. So the question is, linoi ba'zoi, we lose our heter, our yishuv from minigo ilam. If halacha, the reason why it's usher is not, like the Meiri says, because it's an isser of serara and gaiva. Rather, it's a practical thing that you can't be mishtamish told in the shul. So, who cares that now, the reason why we build it is not to be, is to be mar b'diurim v'aliyahis, because you need more room to live. Bottom line, if you're doing mishtamishas told in the makan gavaya from the ear, from the base of Knesset, it would be usher. So what is Pshah in the Minig Oilam? We're back to this question, how could we build our houses taller than the shuls? So, you could have said a different explanation. We brought from all these Rishonim that nowadays that the roofs are slanty and are not mishtamish on top of the roof, then there's not a problem to build your roof taller than the shul's roof. Now it would be mashma from the stima of some of these Rishonim that there's no Isser Bechlal anymore. And since our roofs are slanty, then you could build the whole house taller than the shul. Even the place where you are mishtamishin, even the second floor and the third floor, that could be taller than the shul. And the svar in this would be very nice, because it's only the bezayin hashtamshus for the Beis HaKnesses is only from the roof, which is the makom galui, which you at least see direct down to the shul, and people see you, and you see the shul. So that's a bezayin, but if you're mechusa, you're in a makim mechusa inside your house, being mishtamish, that's not an outright bezayin to the shul, to the Beis Hashem. And therefore it wouldn't be nichol in the Isser. That's what you could have said as Tvar. And the truth is, the Sfas Emes is medayik like this in the Gemara. He says, the Gemara says, kol ir she gag goy seho gevayin. Don't say she bateho gevayin. Smash of the whole Isser is only gag. Zog Sfas Emes, this Tvar, the Isser is only on the gag. Now, and really I saw in brought down B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv in Ha'aris, Rabbi Yashiv in his Shir Yoimi that he gave, they wrote down in Shir Yoimi, Ha'aris Rabbi Yashiv is called, the Sefer, and he says over there, this Lashon, he says, V'yesh Loimer, the Isser Rak Klap Echotz, Avlam Agag Mishopo, if it's slanty, Af Im Bifnim Yeshev Sharas. Even if inside there's the sharis, you have the ability to mishdamish told in the shul, mutter. That's what you could have said at the svar. But lemaisa, like Rabbi Yashiv here says, ach ayin tur simin kuf nun, that says not like this. And really, it's mefurish, the rush, afinart, the rush says, miyu, heiched the roiv agag gvoyim beis haknesses, if the roiv of the roof, if most of the roof is told in the shul, then it would still be usser, even in our roofs. Since we use the attic under the roof, and if right over the roof is told in the shul, it's going to mean that the attic is told in the shul as well. And it's kapasim like this in Torah Shulchan Aruch. It says, "Vegag shumishupa ve'inerei lish hashmish tzorich l'sha'er." You have to make an evaluation. Sha'ar hamokim shuroi l'tashmish, the place in the house which you are being mishtamisham, it should not be told in the shul. So you see, not like this far, even though it seemed like a glatis far, the Rishonim and the Paiskim say not like this, and therefore, luckily we cannot say this far, and the truth is, Tzvas Emes himself hears like this, is the Kuli Yiseira, and the Yiseira will Yashiv at the end, he says also, Ach Ayin Tor Simen Kufnun, so we lose this heter as well. So Enechanam, you come out, Alach Lamaisa, that if someone's roof is taller than the shul's roof, but that wouldn't be a problem, but he just has to make sure that the top floor where he's mishtamish in, the attic, is not going to be taller than the roof of the shul. Right? Lagabi the shul, you use the rech in the roof. Lagabi your own house, you only rech in the makom mishtamish. So as long as the attic is lower than the roof of the shul, the top point of the shul, that's fine, even if your roof is taller. But the question is, what do you do with the other houses that even the makom mishtamish is taller than the shul? Okay, so regarding apartment buildings, I heard a svar to be miyashiv, that perhaps you could say a different yishiv for apartment buildings itself. Not for regular houses, but at least for apartment buildings. And that is that apartment buildings are really made up of several houses. It's not one house. So in each house by itself is smaller than the shul. So that's not called a bezayin for the shul. Dainu, that this svar is understanding that the din not to build your house taller than the shul is a measurement. So let's say the shul is 20 feet tall. Your house could only be 19 feet tall. It's a measurement. It's not a height. It's not, meaning, let's say someone would build a house on top of stilts, on top of poles. And it's a very small house, but now it's taller than the shul. Would that be usur or mutter? So as far as understanding, that's mutter. Because it's a din in the midah, it's a din in the measurement. Your house, it's bekavdik for the shul. If your house is smaller, shorter than the shul, it has less of a measurement. But even if in mitzias, it's taller. However, chayr, this is a shver zach. Like we explained, that the iser and the tavur in the place, but the iser is that it's a bezayin, that's a mishdamish, when you're above the shul, to look down on the shul and be mishdamish. So what does it matter if it's made up of many different houses, and each house is smaller in midah, in measurement, but in mitzias, you're taller, so chayr, you have the same bezayin. And the truth is, it's more like this in the Rambam. Because the Rambam has an interesting lashon. It's mavur that the Rambam also understood that the iser is that it should not be built taller than the shul. In mitzias, not just that the measurements of your house should be shorter than the measurements of the shul. The Rambam says, "Kishabaynin beis haknesses, ein baynin oisel begoyve shel ir." You should build a shul in the tallest point in the city. Shneimar b'roish hamayis tikra. It brings a different pasuk than our gemara, a different din. If you build it in the tallest point in the city, and the makar of this is Tosefta and Megillah. And then he says, "Arden umagbiin oisei anshi gevoy mikol." From all the houses in the city, you should build it until it's the tallest house in the city. So the question is, what does the Rambam mean? Does that mean two separate dinim? That first of all, you should build a shul in the tallest point in the city, on a hill, on the tallest part of the city, on a mountain, on a hill. And then a second din is that you should be magviya, you should lift it up until it's taller than the tallest house in the city. And then you could say the Rambam means also in measurements. The measurements of the shul should be taller. Or does it mean one din? It means aichatimtsa, it means eitzah toiva. That if you want to make sure that your house is, the shul is taller than all the houses in the city, build it in the highest point in the city, and you can count that as being part of the highest part of the city. So the Aruch HaShulchan learns the second way. The Aruch HaShulchan reads this clearly. He says this Lashon. He brings Tosefta that the Rambam is coming from. In Bainim Beis HaKnesses El B'goy V'shal Yer. Shenem Rabbi Shemayis Tekra. Kloimar. Live in Noisa B'makim Shaharetz Givoya. Build in a place where the land, the ground is tall. V'oz. And then, Af Im Etzem HaBinyin Lo Ye Givoya Kolkach. Even if the Etzem HaBinyin, the actual bricks, won't be so big. Mikol makim kiven sha'oimer al makim givoya. Since it's standing on a tall place, memeila oile begoyver al kalbatei ear. Memeila you'll have that'll be the tallest building. It's clear he's learning. It's just eitz a toiv and eichatimtza. You know it should be the tallest place. But it's sorry, bezo. You see that this din is and din height, meaning even if the basic nesus is shorter, it's only 5 feet tall or 10 feet tall, and your house is 20 feet tall. But if the shul is built on a hill, a 15-foot hill, then you're good to go. So it would come out l'chumra also that if the shul is built on a low place and your house is on a taller place, then l'chayir would be aser, even if the shul is a bigger in midah. And hu adin? So let's say you build your house on stilts. So let's say you have a 10-foot house that you built on stilts that are 15 feet tall. So now you have a 25-foot house. So if the shul is only 20 feet tall, even though your house in measurement, the actual measurement is shorter, it's going to be a problem, since in height it's looking down, and the svar is like we explained, because that's a mezayin, the shtamshus is a mezayin. If you're using it looking down the shul, we don't care about the measurements, it's not a covet to the shul. That's a mishtamshus, a mezayin, when you're looking down. It's not that we want the shul to be the highest in mezias, because of the covet. So, l'chayra then, our whole heter for apartment buildings falls down the drain, because enichanami, it's separate houses, one on top of the other, but the upper floors are going to be usher. They're not worse than a house being built on stilts. So, we're back to the drawing board. What are we saymichan with our houses and apartment buildings? So the ikar heter that's brought in the paiskin already is the Knesset HaGedolah and the Rabbeinu Menoyach. Knesset HaGedolah says, he already asks what this question that we're asking, the kasha we're busy with the whole time, that the minig ha'olam, what's pshat in the minig ha'olam, not machmir in this din. Knesset HaGedolah asks the question. He says, poi in his city, no'agu, the minig is lahagbiya ha'batim yigag beis ha'knesses. People build their houses taller than the shul. V'loi matzasi lahem mokim ha'mashi yismichu. I don't know pshat. V'hanochain, after he has arichas trying to, he knocks out a couple of pshatim, he says, V'hanochain, the real pshat is, shebizmaneinu zeh, Shanu yireim l'Yisrois atzmein b'fnei umais. We're scared to show too much in front of the goyim. We like to keep quiet and still. We don't like to be mefarsim too much things in front of the goyim. Ein din ze amor. He says it's sakana. Nowadays it's sakana. We try to show off too much, the goyim will get upset with us, and it'll be a sakana. And Rabbeinu Menoyach on the Rambam, he says the same thing. He says, V'achshav nagu b'roiv mekoymes Yisrael. In most places, they're noyach to build the shul b'shafel a'ir, in the lowest part of the city. The efshur zokter sheniskan ze begolos. P'nei shcheinenu haroyim, for our bad neighbors. Ki ulei kanuwe, they'll be jealous. V'eis lasais l'ashem efeiru teresecho. And he goes on to explain, therefore, the din of the Gemara doesn't apply, and he says, maybe it only, the whole din is only when Yad Yisrael is ad al-Masam, and they're tekifa al-Yad, if the Kechavim, when we're in charge. So that is the Yishuv, he says. However, is not so pashut. There are chalkim in the Svar. The Sefer Abatim, he brings the Svar. He says, Yesh mi shukosav, that's only bizman she Yad Yisrael takfa, this is only when the Klai Yisrael has a koyach to be magbiya the shul as much as they want. But bizman is that it's not pirushus seinu. We cannot be magbiya the shul. In choishim bedaver. In fake to say for batim, how could you say this? That's fine. We can't build a big shul. So you know what? Just build your house smaller. Don't build a big shul, build a short shul, and then you're build your house, even shorter than that. What type of heter is this that you can't build a big shul? And the Bach says the same thing. He says, nowadays, he brings the Rambam, they're supposed to build the shul on the tallest point in the city, and he says, nowadays it's not like that. He says, V'achshe v'galusenu shanu dorim ba'ayaris ben agoyim esei ma'at, v'gam eskanin banu. They'll be jealous of us if we'll build a big goyva. Mutov, l'kayim ba'atzmeinu lama tisro. He brings the pasuk, Yaakov Avinu, told the achim, lama tisro, are we showing off in front of the goyim? V'nashpil batenu yoyser zoktubach. Therefore, we should build our houses even shorter than the shul. Build a shul short, and build the houses short. V'neitze yidei shemayim yidei abriyas. That will be yoyser both the day din shemayim. So you build your house shorter than the shul of Yidei Abriyas, and through the Elbiyotz of the Din, not to show off in front of the Goyim. So the question is, so what's Takav Shah in this Knesset Gedel and Rebbeinu Menoyach? How could they say, just because you can't build a shul taller, we have a kula? What did we do with the Bach and the Sefer Batim? What do you do with their Taino? Just build their houses even shorter. So the emphasis is the Magen Avraham and the Chayyadim already Miyashivis. The Magen Avraham brings down the Knesset Gedel, and he asks the Bach's question. He says, Vim Toimer Nashvil Batenu. Just build our houses shorter. Zokter like this. The aleph is, you can't build a very tall shul. You have to build it short. So Oibaz, like, automatically, there's going to be other houses in the city that are taller than the shul. The Goyim's houses are going to be taller. Once there are other houses that are taller than the shul, there's no hecker anymore. Once there's no hecker, there's no din. And you're allowed to build your house as well, taller as well. And the Chai Adam says the same thing as well. As the Magen Avraham. So, it comes out that the heter is gebayt in two things. Meaning, the aleph is, the heter is that we're in Golos. And therefore, meaning, if you wouldn't be in Golos, so it doesn't matter that there are other houses, the Goyish houses that are taller. We'd be mechuyv to build our shul even taller than those houses. But since we can't do that, because we're afraid of the Goyim, therefore we have to build our shuls taller than their houses. Once we have to build our shuls, shorter than their houses, then there's no din to build our houses, shorter than the shul. Now, someone might ask that what type of Savar is the Magen Avraham saying that it's not nikir because anyway Goyish houses are taller. We explained that the pshat halach we neman the pshat in this iser is not that there's a covet to make that the tallest building in the shtat is the shul. Rather, it's bezoyin to do a shtam just looking down on the shul. So what does it matter that the Goyish house is taller? Lamaisa, if a yid is doing his shamshus on top of his house looking down the shul, it's a bezoyin. So the answer to that is that would only be if the shul is the tallest house, the tallest building in the city. So it's nicker, it's boilet, that you're doing ishtamshes from on top of the shul. But if anyway the shul is lost among all the other houses that are taller, you don't see lehedya, you don't see an outright a bezoin connected to the shul and you're being mishtamish high in the city. So that would be, perhaps, the pshat in the minigolim. The problem is that l'chayra, at first glance, this wouldn't apply to us. And loy mi bayin Eretz Yisrael, that for sure doesn't apply, it would seem, because it is yadon sheletus. We have a right to build the shul as tall as we want. And even the chutz la'aretz, right now, the government gives as much shlita as we, gives us permission to build it as tall as we want the shuls. And the haraya, that even many Jewish homes are, you know, taller than any other Jewish homes around them. If you're at the shul, their own houses are taller. So you're going to be machmir or l'gabi a shul, and not machmir l'gabi your own house in this show and go from front of the goyim. That doesn't seem right. So it would seem that this hetter doesn't apply nowadays. However, perhaps you could say that it does apply for a different reason. Lami tamei of the Magen Avraham, a similar reason. And that is, like we spoke out, that nowadays there's many big apartment buildings. And those apartment buildings, there's no way to get the shul taller than them. So therefore, once you have other apartment buildings that are taller than the shul, so then it would be the same thing. It would be that it's not nicker anymore, that the shul, that the shul is lost among the tall buildings in the city. And therefore, it's not an outright bezoyin to go. You don't see a blito, you don't see that it's boilet, that the shul, you're being mishtamish. I mean, derech bezoyin, kineged the shul. And the truth is, the I saw this svar in Rabbi Yashiv, in Ha'aretz, he brings Shem Rabbi Yashiv, he says, l'chayra l'fi zeh, af be'oifin shebanu acherim bi'ir binyin gvoi yoysen reis ha'knesses, if other people already built a binyin taller than the shul, either way, it won't be the tallest, then there won't be such an issue. He says, as long as they didn't build a Be'isr, as long as it's Goyim, not Yidin, he says there won't be such an issue. And as far as Rav Hashem Chaim Kanievsky also, that as long as there's other buildings in the shul that are taller than the building in the ear that are taller than the shul, there won't be an issue. I mean, this is still a chiddush, because just because you have a few apartment buildings here and there that are taller, I'm not sure that would make that it's not nicker, but al kaparim, that's what the Paiskim say. However, the Chayuk has two very strong questions on this Yishuv. The first one is Rav Shlomo Zalman. He brings that to Sfas Emes. Is Medayik in the Gemara, Kol Ir Shegagoy Seho Givoyin Megagas Ir. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings this Heter as well, and he doesn't like it. He says that the Lashon in the Gemara is Shegagoy Seho, Lashon Rabin. Sfas Emes is Medayik, that the Iker Isser is that if most of the houses in the city are taller than the shul. But if you only have one or two, he says, even though that's an Isser, but on that you're not going to have the Seif Charvo. It's not as Chomer. So Meir Lefrekt of Shlomo Zalman, how can you go be Mater B'Seif? You tell people, oh, go ahead and build tall in the shul because a few apartment buildings. Through this, you're being going that Rive of the bottom of the ear are going to be tall in the shuls. That is one question on this shot. Second question is that the Kiryas Chana brings this Heter of the Magen Avraham, and he says something very clear. He says, that's only in the places that the Yehudim, the Yidin, and the Goyim are living intermingled with each other. So in such a place, it's not nicker. You don't see that your Yid is building a house above the shul. But he says in a place when the Yidin are living on their own streets, in their own shchunas, and the shul is with amongst them, so who cares that a Goyim far away have houses are taller? You still have this bezayin. And there's really a very scary story that's brought in the Shailas Tshuvas Michtam David. There was a shul that was taller than all the other houses in that chatzar, in that shchuna around the shul. And there's one of the Bali Batim that he said, oh, I need more place to live. Baruch Hashem, he had a lot of children, K'nainara, and he wanted to build his house taller than the rest of the shul, to make more room for his children to live in. And he said it's mutter, because the Magen Avraham says, he brings it from the Bar Hetiv, which brings the Magen Avraham, that if there are already other goyim that build taller than the shul, there's no problem. So he did that. And he had a son and a daughter, who he put on that floor that was above the shul, and they both got sick, Chman Al-Tzlan, and they were nifter. And there was another child in his house, who got sick from the same achla, he was not on the top floor, And he got better. He recovered. However, he wasn't Oymed al Buryo yet. He wasn't fully recovered. He didn't gather back all his strength. And they decided to move him up to the top floor. They moved him up to the top floor. He had a relapse and he died as well. So this person was all shackled. He was all nervous. And he sent a shayla to the Michtam David. He said, could it be that the pshat in this maisa is because I built a tool in the shul? He said, there's a Magen Avraham, there's a Beretiv. Why can't I be Samech on them? So the Michtam David answered this answer. He said, you're in a self-contained area. You're in your own shchuna next to the shul. You don't have the Magen Avraham here. The Goyish houses are far away. It's still a bizayin. And therefore, Taki, you're a nenish for this reason. So it would come out that many times now we don't have this. A lot of times we have self-contained areas. We live in our own shchunas. You know, sometimes you would have this heter, but many times you don't. You're going to have to look at each situation individually. So that's Lagabi, this yishuv. And we have one more yishuv that we'd like to discuss, and that is the yishuv of the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes has a shayla. He wants to know, is this din that it has to be that every single shul in the city is taller than all the houses? Or just as long as you have one shul that's taller than all the houses in the city, you're fine, you're good to go. And Sfas Emes says, that's near Iker. That as long as you have one shul that's taller, you're okay. That's what he says. Which would be a Mardik Yishuv, because many cities, they at least have one shul that's very tall. It's taller than the rest of the houses. And like Sfas Emes, that would be good, and everyone else can now build their houses taller than the other shuls. However, it's really hard to understand the Sfas Emes, because we already explained that the Isser is for the bezoyin of the Shtam just taller than the shuls. So let's say a person has a shul next to him that's shorter than his house. Why is there no bezoyin to that shul? Who cares that a different shul is no bezoyin to? But this shul is a bezoyin to. And also, you could ask furthermore, like we brought from the Michtam David and other Achrayim, that just like Lagavi, the head of the Magen Avraham, that the Goyim's houses are taller, it's okay, it's only if they're close to the shul and intermingled. So then, let's say you have one shul that's very far away. Well, what does that help for this shul that's nearest in Abayis, that's close to this shchuna, which is taller than the shul? Chayr, there's v'zayin for that shul. So I thought the answer would be that the Sfas Emes, if you're medayik in his lashon, if you look carefully at his lashon over there, he's clear that he learned like the Meiri. He learned that the Isser is the Etzem Kavod, that the shul should be the tallest in the city. So if so, l'shitasa, he held that's good enough that the city has, the tallest building in the city is a shul, that's good enough. But then it would come out, l'alok l'maisa, which we go not like this, so we spoke out clearly from the Rishonim and the Paiskim, not like this, we lose the head of the Sfas Emes. And the truth is that even on the Sfas Emes himself, l'shitasa, even if you learn that the gather of the Isser is that the tallest building in the city should be a shul, I still don't understand his svara. Because a person, what's the gather of an ear? Where it says, call ear shagagai segvayim. What does it mean, a city? What's called a city? Misvara, I would think that a city is the shul that you're achray for. Right? Why am I achray to go build every single Beis HaKnesses in the city, pay a fortune of money to build a tall? Well, let's say someone decides he wants to build a basement shul. He wants to build a very short shul. I have to go now pay money for him to build a shul higher? He decided he wants to make a minion? L'chayra. The svar would seem that it's only on your shul, the shul that you're affiliated with, that's in your shchuna, that you're achray for, that shul you have to make sure it's taller. And that's what a ear means. So what does it help that down across the city, there's a shul that's taller? It's clear, just like down across the city, a shul that's shorter, I wouldn't be achray to build taller, build high. So across the city, a shul that's taller, it's not my shul, it's not my ear, like Abi this din. That's a clear we could ask in the Sfas Emes. But the truth is, I did see, brought Peshem of Chazanish, and someone asked him, what's pshat that we're not makpin in this din? And he said, in Bnei Brak, he says, you have Panovich and Slobotka, that they're built on top of a tall place, and they're very tall buildings, and they're matzal al kol ha'ir. And Chaim Kanievsky says the same thing. So it seemed like they went with the Svar Sfas Emes. I don't understand it, because of the kashas that we asked. We passed that it's because of his zayin. So it's hard to understand. But that's what they say, they do bring down this head to the Sfas Emes. So just to sum up what we have, we have two yeshuvim for the Minhag Olam. And each one has its issues. The first yeshiv is that of the Magen Avraham, the Chai Adam, that since there are other buildings that are taller than the shul, then it's not called a bizayin anymore. There's no hecker if you build your house taller than the shul as well. On that we asked two questions. First of all, clearly you're making that roiv of the gagos are taller than the shul. And second of all, that if it's intermingled, those goyish houses with your shul, but otherwise they brought from the shalot shul's michton udavir, the Kiryas Chan and others, that there would be no such hatter. And on top of that, it's important to speak this out, the Mishneh Berurah also brought the hatter to the Magen Avraham. But at the end, the Mishneh Berurah says, he's not so happy with this hatter of the Magen Avraham. He says that, yeah, it's a good svaro, but you still have to, as much as you could, be careful with this. Because the Gemara is machmer moed, it's chomer dik inyan. Try to be machmer as much as you could. So you see, he's not so happy with this hatter. And the second hatter he wrote was the Tfas Emes, and we also brought this Shem Chazanish and Chaim Kanievsky, that if you have one tall shul in the city, that saves the whole city. And we asked him this, l'chari, there should be a bezoin for the other shuls, and also it's not intermingled. But al kaparim, that's two yeshuvim for the minigayim. Now, however, chayra, what would come out is that if the shul in a person's shchuna, his own shchuna with his shul, and that shul is taller than his house, that would be fine. Then you could be samech that this shul is matzel, because then you for sure have this fas emes svar, because it's his own shul and his own shchuna. Then perhaps that would be a good yishuv minigayim. Now there is one last thing I would like to point out, and that is there's one place, L'chayro, you don't have any of these yeshuvim. You don't have the Sfas Emes, you don't have the Magen Avraham, and that is bungalow colonies. But there are called bungalow colonies, you only have one shul. So you're missing the head of the Sfas Emes. You don't have any other shuls that are going to be matzel. And also, there are no apartment buildings with Darach Klal in these bungalow colonies that are taller than the shul, any that are impossible to magbiya the bungalow colony shul taller than them. So the chari in these places would be mamish mi ikra adin, a real chiv to make sure that the shul of the bungalow colony is taller than all the bungalows. It's not so simple. Nowadays, people build very tall bungalows. Over here, the chari, you have none of that terim. Like, it wouldn't be, you have the mi'iri, but we brought that. We don't go with them. Iri lalacha lekav chaim. Other yishayim and paiskim were not like that. So you're missing both of these heterim. So it'd be me ikra adin to make sure to build the shul of the bungalow colony taller. That's something to be very careful with. You see, the Gemara is very machmir on this. We don't want to be chas v'shalom, be nichshal on this. So the scary stories and things that happened to people that were over on this. The bottom line in the whole sugya is, like the Mishneh Berurah says, it's roi lahachmir be'inyan zeh b'chol ma de'efshar ki the Gemara hichmir ma'oid b'davar zeh. So everyone should try to do Ashrei the shchuna, Ashrei the ear that the shul is taller, kipshutayim kimashmoi, without any other kulis than all other houses.